segment, we always like to bring you some really great information of things that are happening locally in our community. And there's an event coming up on September 23rd. It is called the Recovery Month Treasure Hunt. And if you didn't know, September is National Recovery Awareness Month. And basically, it is bringing awareness and celebration even for those individuals who have recovered from some type of addiction, and that day-to-day journey that they are taking, that's worth celebrating for sure. Now, this year, they're doing something a little bit different. A treasure hunt is being incorporated to celebrate and commemorate this occasion, and it's being sponsored by an organization called Pirate Springs, piratesprings.org, if you want to check it out. And joining us today to tell us not only about the event, but about why it's so important to bring awareness to in our community, we're joined now by Paul Hook, and he is a part of the Addictions and Dependency Committee for the Regional Health Council, and he's also the administrator for piratesprings.org. So, Paul, thank you for being here today, and welcome to In the Know Radio.
Thank you, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, like I said, a lot of people may not realize that there was even a National Recovery Month, but here in our area, for the past couple of years, I think there have been events that have been designed to help bring awareness to that.
There have. And I will tell you that National Recovery Month was designated that 27 years ago
right.
by SAMHSA. So it's a federally designated month. And it's a time that we recognize people that are in recovery up until this point.
Okay.
But things have gotten so out of hand with the opiate addiction and mm-hmm. overdose deaths and everything else that goes on in the world of addiction that we want to change things up this year. And instead of a few recovering addicts getting together and celebrating the fact that they've recovered or are in recovery,
right.
we want to kind of lock arms all of the organizations that are involved in bringing people out of the darkness and helping them find a new way to live and embrace the entire community and bring
right.
them into a new understanding. So this event is, it's a treasure hunt, but it also culminates in a big party.
Okay.
So the party at Camp Jordan on the 23rd is going to have, free concerts. We've got three different performing groups.
Okay.
We've got a comedian coming out from California.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have all kinds of family atmosphere stuff. There's going to be a bounce house and face painting. And it's just going to be a good atmosphere to bring the community together and bring some people in law enforcement and from the judicial
okay.
branch and state representatives up on the stage to make a statement to the community that we want to drop this stigma. We want
right.
to eliminate the don't touch, don't get near those people mm-hmm. feeling that the,
right.
the community has. And let's say, let's embrace them with a new empathy and a new way of caring about them
right.
and telling them, we don't want to push you away or lock you up. We want to bring you into recovery and get you well because there's just too many people dying.
That's so true. And the contributions that can be brought to society, you know, once they begin to not only recover, but then get acclimated again to working and to having a family,
right.
the contributions that they can bring to society can be so great if they're given the chance and not pushed away with that stigma, but as you said, embraced by the community. So.
Sure, sure. And so this event is something that is not just put on by Pirate Springs.
Mm-hmm.
We just happen to be blessed to be the lead organization
okay.
and the fiscal agent. And that came about because the treasure hunt part was my idea.
Okay.
And you can imagine why.
Yes.
My name is Hook.
Yes, Paul Captain Hook.
So I'm Captain Hook. We're Pirate Springs. So by golly, let's have a treasure hunt. And so we created a methodology where businesses could chip into the organization of the event by becoming advertisers. So
okay.
they paid to be on the treasure map.
Okay.
So we distribute this map. We get people to pick up the map, whether they download it off our website or go pick it up at one of the participating locations and get it signed by each location. So that results in advertising. It brings people in the doors of those businesses. So when they get their map signed, they bring that map at the event in at Camp Jordan, and for every signature on the map, they get an entry in the drawing box.
Okay.
Now,
great.
We go a little bit further than that because there's a bunch of organizations that have participated in this.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I'm going to go down a list of sponsors.
Sure, sure. Can't do it without the sponsors.
So the
yeah.
biggest sponsors, I can't do them all because there's been so many, but the biggest sponsors to this, and these are all kind of on equal level, are Chi Memorial, People's Home Equity and Bruce mm-hmm. Dodd, Chattanooga Cares, Edward Jones, Bobby Ludwig Office, Volunteer Energy Cooperative, the Cleveland Tent Company, the Hamilton County Health Department, and the Bradley County Health Department. Sure. So those are the top of the pyramid. And the reason I bring that up is because, of course, this is the first of what's going to become an annual event. And we want to make sure that if there's any companies out there that want to be at the top of the list next mm-hmm. year, they get in touch with me so we can make this event even bigger.
Got it.
And the reason that size matters is because the louder the voice, the more results we get.
You are so right.
So when we do this next year, we're hoping that we go from 1,000 this year. That's what we're planning on, is 1,000 okay. people to 5,000 next year.
Oh, wow.
Now, I wanted to also mention that many of these people that are behind the organization of this event are having other events throughout the month of September.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
And they're part of this ongoing, what we choose to call Recovery Month event.
Sure.
So it's multiple events within the event. So Bridging the Gap for a Stronger Community, it's part of Suicide Prevention Month, mm-hmm. and they're going to have a day-long seminar out in Hickson, and attendance to that event gets you 3 entries.
Okay. Wow. You guys have really put this together well.
Absolutely.
Very well organized.
CADIS, which is an organization that provides treatment, mm-hmm. is doing a 5K and silent auction. That's on the 16th of September, okay. and attending that gets you 3 entries. Pirate Springs is putting on a showing of the movie Generation Found. So no cost to come to that okay. event, and you get 3 entries.
And that's up in Cleveland.
That's up in Cleveland.
Okay.
And then the day of the event, 8 o'clock in the morning, there is a yoga session called Yoga for Recovery. That gets you 3 entries.
Wow.
So it's kind of a way to support recovery throughout the month and say,
really
look, the
is.
More attention you pay to coming to understand and get in touch with the needs of the recovery community, the more we're going to reward you mm-hmm. and get you out there and try and get you some good gifts.
That is awesome. And I love the concept of the treasure map and being able to go to all of the different businesses and get them signed and the different entries that you can get. And actually on the day of at Camp Jordan, what time does the event actually get started?
The event starts at 4.
Okay.
We're going to be out there setting up much earlier, of course.
Sure, yeah.
We've got to set up sound equipment and tents,
right.
and we've got volunteers to bring together. And by the way, we're still looking for volunteers, so
okay.
if you want to volunteer at this event, please feel free to go onto the website and sign up. There's a sign-up sheet there.
Okay. But it sounds like it's going to be so much fun. I know last year it was out on the Volkswagen area.
That's right.
And this year, moving to Camp Jordan, which is a great place to have a festival-type event like this, to come out and to celebrate, bring the family, the kids. Different people in the community are coming to participate, and it just makes it all worthwhile.
Sure.
So, and I'm curious, Pirate Springs, this is your organization that you established a few years ago.
It is. And, well, one of the things that you talked about is, you know, people go through recovery, you know, they have to get well and move on with their life and mm-hmm. go on to bigger and better things. So we started out initially by providing a puzzle piece that's been missing for a long time, and that is employment.
Ah,
so when you get out of a treatment and you go into a halfway house, you have to start paying bills right away. And so it's pretty hard to get a job right away.
Mm-hmm.
So we started a company that employs people
Excellent.
That are living in halfway houses. But that's just where it started.
Sure.
And the crazy thing about our organization is, you know, we started that before we were a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always, my wife and I always have wanted to, you know, offer treatment services,
sure.
become a full-blown treatment facility, have a recovery ranch, a working ranch
yeah.
with livestock, and a long-term facility mm-hmm. where kids can come and age out if they need to,
okay.
and adults can have a longer living arrangement if they need to be out of society for a while mm-hmm. and get well, and learn different kinds of trades and
sure.
things that they can do. So when we went to create the nonprofit, our attorney and our CPA both said, don't bring that employment thing in here. The IRS, if they do approve it, it's going to take a couple of years, and they're going to come back with questions, and it's just going to be a mess.
Wow.
And so I insisted. I said, no,
yeah.
I want to file it just
yeah.
like that. And we filed it on February 18th, and exactly 2 months later, it was approved, full-blown 501c3, including
awesome.
The employment portion.
That is awesome.
I think we have some supernatural help.
Oh, I think so. The move that quickly, but your heart was definitely in the right place, because you're so right. people have got to, you know, even when they come out of treatment, they've got to find a means to support themselves. And it helps with that self-esteem again as well, to realize that I'm a contributing member of society. So there's so much that goes into it beyond just getting a job.
Well, that's right. And there's even more than just that. There's the social aspect of sustaining recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ideas that I am pushing really hard on, and I'm going to push on at this recovery event, is that we need, and it's the reason I'm showing the movie Generation Found, because that movie is all about recovery high schools, which make the statement that when a high school kid gets out of treatment, they can't go back into the same school.
Mm.
They need to go into an environment that's all around recovery.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with adults. Adults need, when they get out of treatment, to stay in an environment that's all recovery.
Gotcha.
That's why the recovery organizations say 90 meetings in 90 days. Well, that's great for an hour, but what do you do in the other 23 hours? Besides sleep for a few.
Yeah.
So I think the communities, each and every community, needs to identify some facility somewhere, whether it's an abandoned warehouse or an abandoned school or something, where everyone can come together and dress that place up and make it a like a community center for people in recovery, where people in recovery can go to a safe place and watch TV and play games and, you know, circle up to make a plan to go off on a recovery-related adventure.
Wow. I mean, there's so much to this than just the issue of recovery itself. It goes, you know, there's so many multifaceted pieces to this that we could probably talk about the whole hour. But as we're preparing to wrap up this segment again, if you're interested in participating, either being a volunteer, if you know someone who would really benefit from being at this event, go to the website, piratesprings.org. And Paul, is there a phone number if someone wants to contact you?
There is. The telephone number is 423 area code 476-4860.
All right. And again, 423-476-4860.
And spread the word.
Yeah, definitely. Let people know what's going on and come on out on September 23rd to Camp Jordan Arena and enjoy this amazing event. But you want to download your Pirate Springs treasure map from the website and be able to take it and, you know, to get those entries in.
That's right.
Take advantage of that as well. But Paul, we thank you so much. Hats off to you and your staff for what you guys are doing, the entire committee for National Recovery Month, and putting this event together and bringing it to our area. So we thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
My pleasure.